are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As we go into Memorial Day weekend, I just want to thank everybody, all of you out there who has helped support and preserve this beautiful country of ours. All of you who are currently in the service, we're in the service, veterans, family of servicemen and women. Thank you guys so much. I guess Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. And it is a day of remembrance for those who have died to protect our nation. Many of us grill, right? We barbecue, and we enjoy having a day off. Just make sure you take the time to, you know, remember all the hardship and, you know, blood, sweat, and tears that our men and women have shed for our beautiful country. So happy Memorial Day, everybody. I get to speak to about 150 veterans Memorial Day evening, which is going to be a lot of fun. I love our veterans out there. So I hope everybody has a very healthy and safe weekend. All right, a lot to talk about. All right, I want to be talking about this I-5 bridge collapse in Washington. Apparently a truck with an oversized load had hit one of the bridge girders, they call it, that caused part of it to collapse. Thank God nobody died. Three people hospitalized. But we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how researchers think they found a cure for itching. Okay, I mean, some of us like to itch. Remember we were talking about the woman who pulls out her hair? The tricholotomania, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, where you pull out your hair and you have satisfaction from that. So we talked about itching. I guess researchers think they have a cure for itching. We're also going to talk about how chronic heartburn, in addition to causing esophageal cancer, could also be linked to throat cancer. And then a study has come out saying your glucosamine supplements that many of you are taking for arthritis over the counter could actually cause eye problems. Eye problems such as glaucoma. But I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. We have a report that some bars and restaurants in New Jersey have been watering down the drinks. Now, some of you are like, what? Oh, come on. Of course people water down the drinks. Yeah, but this is with dirty water and rubbing alcohol. Caramel flavored rubbing alcohol. Are you kidding me? And if it's happening in New Jersey, you know it could be happening in your neck of the woods. And then this to me is super cool. A man makes his engagement ring for his wife or his fiance, all right, but it lights up whenever he's near. So that's like Lord of the Rings cool, right? Remember Frodo? Right? He had the sword, and the sword would light up when an orc was coming. The hobbits flee! Orcs coming! And then, you know, the sword. Well, I don't know if that's a quote from the movie. Leave me alone. Anyway, I was too busy watching Aragorn and Legolas. Anyway, so the sword would light up in blue. Yeah, I don't know if he did it to pattern after Lord of the Rings, right? You know, but girls like geeky guys like that. Maybe it's because it's a warning for, you know, if she's going to cheat, the ring will light up. Pretty cool stuff. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, when I bartended, I don't see how you could start to mess around with the bottles unless you took the bottles to the back. And I wouldn't even think about messing with the Johnny Walkers, the Jim Beams, the Jose Cuervo. I mean, because, you know, people who drink those drinks, they know the look of what the alcohol should look like. Yeah, you got Cuervo Gold, could be maybe a little bit darker than regular Jose Cuervo tequila, I get that. But your Scotch, your Dewars, things have certain colors to it. So I don't see how anybody could, you know, be able to, unless they have the alcohol at the base, where you pull it up and you pour and you throw it back. But usually you got the bottles behind you. For those of you bartending, you know what I'm talking about. So state investigators confiscated 1,000 open bottles from 29 bars and restaurants across New Jersey to see whether the contents were premium brands or substituted cheap booze. Surprisingly, they found worse. State officials have released new details of their year-long investigation called Operation Swill that found rubbing alcohol, dirty water, and food coloring in a few cocktails sold as premium drinks. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting nauseous just thinking about this. Okay, luckily nobody got hurt. No health reports yet. All right. Attorney General Jeffrey Chiesa said in a news conference in Trenton, this alleged scheme is a dishonest ruse to increase profits, and it's a slap in the face to consumer. He says consumers should have the peace of mind knowing that they will get what they spent their hard-earned money on every single time, no exceptions. What blows my mind is, bars usually do make a pretty darn good profit. I mean, when you get a bottle of Crown Royal, right, and some of us could probably get something like that at Sam's Club, I don't know, $30, $40, not that I buy Crown Royal, but I see what the prices are. And I don't really purchase the stuff unless, you know, we're doing a fundraiser and we need drinks for the gala. And, when you charge $9 a drink, at some of the casinos, they're charging $12 a drink. Okay, so it'll have a shot. Or you'll have a margarita with some Grand Marnier on it. Okay, you know what the bottle costs, and then you know what they're getting per each drink. I don't really see why they're worried about the profit margin on that one. Officials did not disclose which businesses used the rubbing alcohol, used the food dye, or dirty water. Officials said no health issues were reported. Okay, that's ridiculous. Those places should be closed down. Closed down. Okay, rubbing alcohol is toxic. What they say, none of the proprietors have been charged. Officials from the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control have requested inventory like sales records as well. Depending on the results of the investigation, business owners could be cited and then having their liquor licenses suspended. Oh, no, 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 no. You close them down. That's ridiculous. 30 samples at least came back tainted. Okay, I'm sorry. To me, that's health risk. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not going out of town, which means I'm going to have internet access. And if I have internet access, that means I'm going to be a tweeting and a Facebooking as we go. So, long weekend or not long weekend, I'm still working. So if you still want to be in touch with, be up to date on news and any of the other minutia I like to share on Twitter and Facebook, please check it out. Also, I don't know if I'm going to talk about this in this first hour, but you know how I really dig history, medical history, and I'll let you guys know when the next Pawn Stars episode I'm in will come. But I love old x-rays, and I put on my Facebook and my Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook Dr. Dahlia Show, some radiographs from 1908. Performed by a researcher who was showing how corsets can hurt the body. This is actually a phenomenal thing to look at. I don't know if you guys like looking at old x-rays. X-ray technology had been done in the turn of the 20th century and pretty phenomenally too. And so I'm looking at this woman's torso, and you can see the heart and the lungs, and you see her ribs, and then I guess you see what happens when she has a corset, le corset. All right, and this was written by Paris-based Dr. Ludovic Ofolowel. I can't speak French, sorry. We. And he shows how the normal chest x-ray shows the ribs running parallel with the organs in the correct positions, where volunteers wearing those metal ribbed corsets, I guess, it showed how it sucked in the stomach. The organs had to be pushed in, ribs bent. And, I mean, no wonder women were passing out and unable to breathe. I mean, nowadays we have Spanx, and we women think Spanx is, pretty uncomfortable. Oh, it is. Nothing like these ribbed corsets. So if you want to take a look at some x-rays done back in 1908, it's very, very interesting to see. And unfortunately, looking at what happens to the spleen and the gallbladder and the liver and things just getting pushed upon each other, I know women with an hourglass shape look sexy. I get that. I used to have an hourglass shape. Okay, you know, now I look more like an Erlenmeyer flask, but still, I get it. It's just, I don't know how healthy that was for people. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Rob over the break wanted me to talk about how does alcohol kill you? Can alcohol really kill you? Yes, alcohol can kill in and of itself if we're looking at alcohol poisoning. We don't talk much about alcohol poisoning. Usually we bring it up when somebody does something stupid, like a kid drinks themselves to death. But you can't. There is such a thing called alcohol poisoning. With that, I believe, I believe the concentration of the blood, I apologize if I don't have this at the top of my head. I know I'm supposed to be answering questions on the fly. But the blood alcohol content, I think of like a 0.4, I'm thinking 0.4 to 0.5 could possibly be enough to start killing people at that level. Of course, it depends on your liver and your metabolism, etc. But when somebody starts to drink too much and, you guys are at a party, you know, you don't goad them on, you don't let them pass out, you know, you don't let them have sex with somebody. Get him to a hospital. You have no idea which one of your buddies is going to die. And I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, come on. I've been drinking with my buddies for years and nobody died. People can die. Right? There is such a thing called alcohol poisoning. And if somebody has overdosed on alcohol, it could be extremely dangerous and it could be fatal. I mean, one way you could die is you start to vomit, but because you're kind of semi-comatose because of the alcohol, you end up drowning in your own vomit. So that's the way people die. And another way is you could seize, you could have irregular heartbeats. Overdosing of alcohol does have signs and symptoms. The problem is if you have alcohol poisoning, a lot of times you're kind of confused, you have a headache, you have blurred vision, you're stumbling around. Well, many people stumble around when they're drunk. So, you know, they usually just get a lot of giggles. But alcohol poisoning can be pretty serious. I know y'all are kind of just laughing at me right now, but it is pretty serious stuff. Of course, with alcohol poisoning, you have huge blood pressure spikes. So some of you that could be walking around with a brain aneurysm, that could cause a huge spike. I mean, these things, yes, they're rare, but a bleed to the brain or heart attack or stroke can happen with alcohol. I'm not lying. Now, what about cancer? Does alcohol cause cancer? Well, there's so many cancers that are linked to alcohol. They say drinking alcohol could increase risk factors like for cancers of the mouth. We talked about that. Throat cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer. And remember last year we talked about breast cancer. People who drink alcohol are putting themselves at risk for breast cancer, even small amounts like a glass, and rectal cancer. All right. Now, according to a study that we talked about a couple months ago, they say alcohol actually causes 20,000 cancer deaths in the United States. We haven't even started to talk about DUIs and accidents. And I'm not going to go there because we have so much other news to talk about. But to answer Ron's question, and for those of you joining us, we're taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Yes, alcohol, we believe, can directly kill. It can. Okay? And then when it comes to cancer, whether the alcohol causes cells to go rogue or alcohol decreases your defense system and your immune system to the point where you can't fight cancer, then that's why we believe there's so many links to cancers of the mouth and the intestinal system, as well as breast. One of my patients is fighting death now because he drunk himself into liver failure. When your liver fails, it doesn't metabolize things well. It doesn't clear out toxins. So unfortunately, his liver is like a brick. And he starts to get ascites, which is peritoneal fluid, fluid around the abdomen that continues to flourish. And unfortunately, it could be very painful. And you see these guys, they're very skinny, but their stomachs are huge. And then we need to drain the stomach. By the way, if you ever see somebody who has a skinny chest and skinny legs, but their belly is huge, always get them checked out. I'm usually concerned about cancer because sometimes cancer will cause those that peritoneal fluid to bloat up. You know, women having that odd abdominal bloating always makes me nervous. Men, again, skinny chest, abdomen that doesn't droop with fat, but kind of, you know, sticks out there pretty tight. That could be fluid in the abdominal cavity. Always makes me nervous about GI cancer. So, yeah, so that's alcohol for you. I know you're like, Dr. Dolly, it's Memorial Day weekend. Come on. Do you really have to, you know, rain on our parade and be a party pooper? Look, it's my job to educate. It's my job to inform. I'm not done. I'm not done. If you're depressed, listen to this story here. They say people that suffer from frequent heartburn not only have increased risk of cancer from the esophagus, which we've talked about, because the esophagus isn't built for the acid that comes up from the stomach, but you're also at risk for throat cancer, vocal cord, laryngeal cancer. And very interesting, though, the researcher said that if you are taking antacids, like your Tums that's out there, your Rolaids, Mylanta, or if you take Prilosec, Nexium, and Prevacid, okay, some of them will protect against the cancer, others won't. Now, surprisingly, the over-the-counter antacids apparently allowed the patient to ward off the cancer more than if you took Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, which are the fancier, more expensive medications in the class of the proton pump inhibitors. So how much of a percent increase? They say 78% increase in the risk of cancer in the throat and the larynx and the pharynx. You got the pharynx, which is the throat, and the larynx, which is your voice box, right? Like you hear me talking to you, I'm using both. I'm using my pharynx and my larynx, using my teeth, using the tongue. I use a lot to speak, but usually the heartburn, the acid, can get all the way up to the point of your throat. That's why many of you guys, oh, I got such a sore throat. It's interesting. Many ENTs over the last few years, your head and neck doctors, have been prescribing antacids like Prilosec, Nexium, and Prevacid because they're worried about the heartburn going up to the throat, although this study says those aren't as effective as the Tums and Rolaids. So, you know, we got to cut back on our heartburn, got to cut back on smoking. That also increases heartburn, as well as alcohol. Remember, the human papillomavirus, HPV, sexually transmitted, could get back there in the throat. Don't ask me how. Figure it out. That could cause cancer as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we have iPhone app and Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for free on the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app and Android app. Download the app for free. My show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. Plus, that's Pacific time, 9 to noon Pacific time every day. Plus Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So if your station doesn't play that particular hour, call them up and yell at them too. Okay, doesn't hurt. But switch over to your iPhones or your Androids or your iPads or your Kindles or whatever the heck has internet access these days and get that. Or call your mother-in-law, have her put the phone up to her iPhone. And I wonder if you could actually, no, when you're talking to somebody on the phone, you can't have the player going on. All right, itching. Do we have a cure for itching? Scientists have discovered a substance in the central nervous system called natriuretic polypeptide B, right? NPPB. Isn't that like Grandmaster B, right? Wasn't that Carlton danced Grandmaster B? No, Grandmaster B was the Married with Children's Kids rapper name, right? Okay, anyway, if your kids are looking for a cool rapper name, how about natriuretic polypeptide B, NPPB? It's responsible for transmitting the sensation of... Hold on, I got an itch. This is ridiculous. My back itches. Hold on. Got to take my... See, anytime I talk about itching, I itch. Hold on, I got this itch in the center of my back. Can't have Don reach. There we go. Sorry. Hold on, I got it. I got it. I got it. All right. Okay. In this study, mice were genetically modified to lack the gene that makes the NPPB protein. The mice did not respond to itchy sensations, but also did not lose the ability to feel any other sensations. This could hopefully transform the world of yeast infections for many of us women. Apparently, the scientists tested NPPB for its possible role in various sensations without success, but when we exposed the NPPB-deficient mice to several itching-inducing substances, it was amazing to watch. The mice wouldn't scratch. I gotta tell you, scratching is an issue. One of our big dogs, we have a yellow lab, when he has to scratch himself, the whole ground shakes a little bit. Do you guys have that, where when your big dog scratches... And I don't know if it's because of the hip banging against the ground as his leg is up by his neck, or is it because he's a pretty well-endowed dog and the jewels keep bouncing off the ground when he's in that position to scratch himself. But I just got to tell you, it is a complete impedance. I mean, our internet goes offline when the dog scratches himself. It's scary. This dog is huge. He is... huge in size and everything. So it would be nice to get him to stop scratching, because when I'm trying to tweet, I can't be interrupted post-tweet with, the vibrations. Anyway, apparently this discovery could mean new breakthroughs in anti-itch treatments for humans. Scientists once thought that itching was a low level of pain. The discovery of this protein, for those of you salivating at the mouth with the story, suggests that itching is its own sensation that operates on its own neurotransmitter, and it's a molecule that transmits between nerve cells. For those of us who are science geeks, this is way cool. Now, apparently they could see differences between the sensation of pain and itch in a laboratory mouse. Apparently, the mouse will scratch itself if it itches, but lick itself or gnaw at the skin if it's pain. There's a painful stimulus. Now, again, I got dogs and I got cats. All they do is lick themselves. But you know what, though? They do, and each other. It's really gross. The licking mechanism many of us have seen with our cats and with our dogs, when they have a cut, when they hurt themselves, they'll sit there and lick, right? And then, yeah, so as opposed to when they're itchy, they scratch. I mean, me as a doctor, I knew there was a difference. I mean, any of us that have ever suffered from hemorrhoids, right? I mean, yeah, right? Okay, enough said. Case in point. So, anyway, the researchers also found several nerve fibers in the spine that responded to the NPPB neurotransmitter. Honestly, these guys are heroes. Why aren't they on the cover of Time magazine? Patients who suffer from psoriasis, eczema, often have chronic itching that interferes with their quality of life. Also pantyhose make you itch. Why don't they talk about that? So what can you do on your own to stop itching while you're waiting for this NPPB neurotransmitting, probably multi-$1,000 treatment to come out, or wait till you're genetically engineered where you don't scratch? I don't want to not be able to scratch. I think scratching is a defense mechanism. I think it's extremely important to be able to sense something. Now, here's the kicker. Okay, if there is any relationship between the itching neurotransmitters and pain, then many of you who are suffering with neuropathy, I mean, if they could manipulate your neurotransmitters such that you won't feel certain pain, That could be extremely rewarding. I mean, and look at restless leg syndrome. Many of you, when you're sleeping, you have restless leg syndrome where, you know, you kind of jerk and you move your legs and you know, and it's a very debilitating disease. Restless leg syndrome, very underestimated because you can't sleep and you're uncomfortable. You almost psychologically kind of fear of going to bed because it's so debilitating. Something like that, maybe something like this could help. I understand itch and pain are different, but if they're already figuring out this NPPB, imagine what NPPW is. So keep going, guys. All right, so what could you do for itches? Well, you know, many of us, our parents would do the oatmeal baths. So when we had chickenpox, prior to the vaccine for chickenpox, we had an oatmeal bath. You could even now buy commercial oatmeal bath, but basically it's cheaper to get some Quaker Oats, put a cup of it. Actually, you, I think, could put the oatmeal in some pantyhose, so you don't have to have oatmeal all over the bath. But there's a variety of ways of doing it. I think ice is phenomenal for itching. Just put some cold water, some cold ice, or some frozen peas. Ooh, that seems to work. Some of you have brought up how you like to use hair dryers. When you itch and your psoriasis itch, you'll use hair dryer, and that'll help. That makes sense. Baking soda rubs can help stop itches. Vicks vapor rub also has been known. eHow Health also talks about antihistamines. Yeah, I was trying not to go for the medication part of it, but antihistamines, you know, like your Benadryl, your Claritin, your Allegra, your Zyrtec, those things can help stop itch as well. And so a lot of different things can cause itch. Speaking of antihistamines, one of my patients comes in with a big, huge, swollen lip. Apparently, he had put some Carmex on his lip. He had a crack on his lip, and it blew up. I mean, just blew up like an angioedema type of thing. And so we gave him steroids and antibiotics, and he's seen a neural surgeon today. And, I mean, it's huge. I've never seen a lip this big. And we also added antihistamines like Benadryl, and you also do the H2 blockers. Your H2 blockers are your Pepcid and your Zantac. We talked about when you get real bad allergic reactions to use H2 antihistamines as well, which are basically the stomach acid medications like Zantac or Pepcid. Tums won't work. It would have to be like Zantac or Pepcid. So we have him on that regimen. We'll find out how he's doing today. But most importantly, his lip is so big, and, you know, he can't eat. You know, drool's coming out, the lip is getting dry, the skin is peeling. But most importantly, I told him when he does see the specialist for this to make sure he doesn't give the guy any lip. Oh, come on, that was funny. Really, people? You see, don't give him any lip. He's got a swollen lip. All right, fine. All right, when we come back, glucosamine could possibly cause eye deterioration. What? Don't go away. And we'll talk about this bridge that partially collapsed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, yesterday I was finishing up at work when Los Angeles' KFI sent a text alert that a bridge had collapsed partially in Washington and cars and people were in the water. So I, you know, quickly try to put on Fox News or CNN or something to hear what's going on, and nobody was covering it. And, you know, there was a couple articles online, and I'm like, what is going on? We have part of a bridge collapse people in the water, I mean, just it scared the hell out of me. And unfortunately, by that time at night, it was already 7-8 o'clock, and I guess many of the major networks were kind of playing replay of, you know, shows and prior news, you know, some of their news shows that they have with, like, Bill O'Reilly or et cetera. And I didn't see any coverage of this, and I was kind of freaking out, and people on the social media were trying to, you know, give each other information on what was going on with this. It was a very undercovered story until finally this morning we hear that nobody died. Thank God. And a trooper has said a truck hauling an oversized load of drilling equipment had struck an overhead bridge girder on the major interstate between Seattle and Canada. Then it sent a section of that span and two vehicles into the Skagit River that was below. All three occupants suffered injuries, but luckily only minor injuries. This had occurred about 7 p.m. Pacific time yesterday on the north part of the four-lane Interstate 5 bridge near Mount Vernon, about 60 miles north of Seattle and 40 miles south of the Canada border. It obviously disrupted travel in both directions. Now, from what we understand, Washington State Patrol Trooper Mark Francis told the Skagit Valley Herald the driver works for, I guess, Mullen Trucking in Alberta. The tractor trailer, which was marked as an oversized load, was hauling a housing for drilling equipment. I guess from Vancouver to Washington, the top right front corner of the load struck several trusses on the north end of the bridge. Now, from what we understand, there's certain terminology they use for bridges that are safe, but I guess are still structurally deficient. Is that the term that they're using? And so I know many of you are kind of asking, well, all right, which bridges then could be next? Now, I tried to look up a list of bridges that would be in the National Bridge Inventory that looks like are due for inspections or could be due for some structural re-enhancements, and I couldn't find a list. Maybe some of you know out there. But one site that does look to be kind of helpful is your Federal Highway Administration, your FHA site at the U.S. Department of Transportation. So you could go to the fhwa.gov/bridge if you want to kind of take a look and get some information on load ratings, public disclosure of the data, inventory ratings, things like that. But that's some scary stuff. I mean, if you're about to go on a bridge, you and now, what happened is the bridge itself might have been fine, but because the truck apparently had hit the trusses, then everything just seemed to collapse. Now, they said two other vehicles went into the water about 20 feet below as the structure crumbled. Three people were rescued and are recovering Friday. Traffic, of course, is going to be affected because an average 71,000 vehicles a day go across that. The roadblock is going to cause major disruption. It is before a three-day weekend, so, yes, that could cause huge problems travel-wise. They're obviously setting up detours. Nothing's going to be ready by the time Memorial Day weekend's over. But it's a mess, but thank God people survived. You know, never underestimate your ability to get out of a car that gets submerged in water. What was it, Mythbusters, or one of these television shows was showing how you can't just open a door as easily against all that pressure of water. And, I mean, I'm almost thinking that you want to have your windows open. I mean, you would think you'd want your windows closed so that you don't get air or you have some air pockets. I don't know. I mean, this always kind of freaks me out of what to do underwater if your car gets stuck. What we do learn if you're in an area of flooding is to immediately open up the window so you could climb out and get out of that vehicle, get on top of the vehicle, try to stay dry. But if you're about to be submerged underwater, you know, are we physically capable of opening up the door or rolling down the windows? Now, many of us have electrical windows. Will the electrical windows work underwater? Okay, now you may be able to roll down a window if you have the older version manual, but for most of us, it's all automatic. So I don't know. I guess I would if I, who knows? This is just something that you could just never even think of. But these people survived. I'm not sure how, unless maybe the window, maybe the windows were open. They were able to climb out of their cars. Scary nonetheless, but thank God nobody died with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So glucosamine supplements have been now tied to glaucoma. Now, glaucoma is an eye condition where you have an increase in the intraocular pressure. It's the pressure inside the eye. Left untreated, glaucoma can cause blindness. Now, many of you get tested for glaucoma when you go to the eye doctor, and they throw that puff of air on your eye, right? There's also the tonopens, where we numb the eye, and then we touch the eye with those tonometer, and the little tonopens give us a reading of the pressure. Now, in a new study, very tiny study of 17 people, the average age of these people was about 76 years old. 11 participants had their eye pressure measured before they took glucosamine supplements. And to remind some of you, glucosamine supplements are what you take over the counter for arthritis pain. Not a lot of studies saying they work, but they're out there for people to use, and some people like them. Some people say it helps with their arthritis pain. Well, in this small study, it showed a reversible effect of how the participants' eye pressure rose when they took the glucosamine, but when they stopped taking the glucosamine, the eye pressure went down. Now, does that mean glucosamine will not cause permanent eye damage? We don't know. To me, this is too small a story to even say either way. But if you do take glucosamine for your bad knees, bad back, bad shoulders, and you like it, you need to make sure that you see an eye doctor regularly and tell him. Glucosamine is a precursor for the glycosamine glycans. I know, the glycosamine glycans. Well, that's why. I know, it was just hitting us in the face, just staring us right there at the face of the glycosamine glycans. And those are what can elevate eye pressure. They also taste good on your steak. So, anyway, we don't know what dose. We don't know what dose, how much of a dose that you take, how much use of it. But it just reminds us that stuff that we take over the counter could have other effects that are non-related, and it also reminds us that you need to see the eye doctor every year, right? I know a lot of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, vision isn't covered. I don't have vision. Some of your insurance, well, before Obamacare, I don't know what's going to happen now with Obamacare, but before Obamacare, if you have a medical condition, the eye visit is checked. If it's for glasses, even though I think nearsightedness and farsightedness is a medical condition, then that may not be covered if you don't have extra vision. But if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have eye pain, if you have new onset blurry vision, I believe most health insurances will cover the eye exams. So get that checked out. Two more hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Switch over to your iPhones or Android apps if your station is not playing anymore. 1-877-DOC-DALI, still live, still taking your questions and calls and emails and medical stories.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.